You want to restrain the enemy. Restrain the devil. Restrain Satan. He will not have the capacity to perform his enterprise. That which he has intended, he will lack the capacity. He will lack the ability to translate it, to bring it to pass. Restrain the enemy. Restrain him in the name of Jesus. Just like Michael restrained him when he said, "The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you." Restrain the devil. The Lord rebuke you. Restrain Satan. He commando sedaka bene. The Lord rebuke you. Mira soko mahalabata. So many things are on the heart of the devil that he intends to perform this season. Ikambo selema, but you can restrain him. You can restrain him. You can stop him. You can bind him. You can bind him. It is given unto you to bind him. It is given unto you to bind him as a foot soldier of the kingdom. By the authority that is in the name of Jesus, you can bind him. You can restrain him. Ikabo sana hambata. Embrace katemoho. For he disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. You want to disappoint the devices of craftiness and take the power from their hands to perform their enterprise. We restrain the devil. We restrain Satan. We refuse that his works will prosper. We refuse that his work will prosper. We restrain him in the name of Jesus. We stand on our watch and we restrain the devil. We restrain the devil. We restrain the devil. We decree that no blood will be shed. No bone will be broken. Can you restrain him right now? Right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now. No blood will be shed. No bone will be broken. The hand of God will arise suddenly, suddenly, and his enemies will be scattered. We restrain the devil. We restrain the devil. We restrain the devil. Mosana mande. Breketono kosatande koria brasketama. We restrain the devil. We restrain the devil. Igabango sanabate. Babreskanta babose kanamanda. You can restrain him right now. Right now, right now. His hands will lack the power to perform. His hands will lack the power to perform. That suddenly God will disappoint him. He will be disappointed. Men will be disappointed. Men, organizations will be disappointed. Coalition of nations suddenly will be disappointed. For the Lord shall laugh. He that is seated in the heavens, he shall laugh. He shall laugh. He shall have them in his derision. He shall vex them in his sore displeasure. You want to restrain them right now. Komba sayabate konda ekena. Ebrekete bokosanda. Satan is not in control. The devil is not in control. Ikabakonda siga baratala. Ebreskete bokota bakanantelia. Ekombayato kenebakina manda. Askembre sata baka nabata. Ikabayatos candede. Ayetos candede. Ayakopetela babayika. Ekambasa. But the counsel of the Lord alone shall stand. There are many purposes in the heart of a man. But the counsel of the Lord alone shall stand. Who is he that speaketh a thing, and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not allowed it? Men can speak, demons can speak, but it is not in their hand to perform. Oh, let God arise. And let his enemies be scattered. Bayato sanaka batala. Abrakatala babota kanabatala. Rakasaila kombre. Ekopata sanda babodokotea. Abresketa makotaba. Ekabayakote nene kantalia. Ebrakosa bata. Bayatos kendelete. Agabayato kantababalataya. Ekabayato pranta babolata. Ekabanzata. Ekabalata kolia bandelia. Ekanda sanda babola bakaya. Restrain the enemy. Restrain the enemy. Restrain the enemy. Oh, come. Kobaye sento kobala. Ekando shamantala baboke pala. Jesus. Aba baratala. Parashate mokopri ala babatela. Rakaze bota. Ekembres gabadale kotamanda. Baya kombres kapeta. Makayatoske brakanda babota. Ebarakosketa branta babo. You wanna command and decree that the Islamic agenda, let it fall. 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 Let the stranglehold of the Islamic cult fail to control the soul of Nigeria. Bayete kombadan sakabata. Bayete kombres kambata lata. Ekabaskendo bokolia. You want to resist the spirit of Ramadan. The spirit of Ramadan. The governing spirit. The controlling spirit of Ramadan. You want to bring it down. 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 Bosela bakeyabata. Babres kombalahi kabalata. Engo basanda babareke. Ekayato sila. Ekayato samantala baboria. Ebreskaya. Come against that spirit right now. The spirit of Ramadan. You can come against it. You can pull it down. In the name of Jesus. You can pull it down. In the name of Jesus. It's a controlling spirit. A governing spirit. A manipulating spirit. A spirit that seeks to dominate. A spirit that seeks to assert itself. We dethrone you. We command you, come down from your high place. We puncture your pride. We break your dominion. Restrain the spirit of Ramadan. Koveleteya. Breskobana kusate balatuata. Barasken to bokoto bokotolo. Ebraskaiza dabadasko bata. Makayatose kapenela. Abreskatando barakada. Rakamaya sanda baboria. Ezobrehete. Ezobrehete. Ekayabonga banda. Asambarata. Ebarata balakanda. Ebarata baboria. Isanda la baboria. Ikabasanda baboria. Eskombregeda libakata. Maratos kabayato. Egabato sabete. Egabayato santa babaria. Ebresganda babolatoa. Agayato zemene. Agayato zemene. Agayato zemene. Eskabrata babalatoa. Igabatatos kembramanda. Eskombre. You want to command the devil? Take your hands off the economy. Take your hands off the Nigerian army. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Hey, abakota balata. Breast combat alabata. We forbid your control. We rebel against your control. Maya tongs ahika balataya. Ebreskende kopodo. Ambrana hansa la barata. Egabaya tatalia brata babolia. Issa makante, ebregedela subriatada, akabayato kanse mandaliga batala. Oh God, zabonga batala beska, We are freeborn and we are fellow citizens of the commonwealth of the kingdom. We cannot be subjugated. We cannot be subdued. We resist the plan of the devil and we curse the spirit of Ramadan. We ask, oh God, that liberty come to our nation. Let the noise of wasting and warring and agitation become to an end in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Sakoba, Brate Somokopota Kaya, Abrata Kosana Kebalata, Barika Sanda Baboria, Escombregetala Bata, Ekabazaila, Braskata Bazaila, Ekabazaila, Zekabanta Bazaila, Ayeta Zaila, Brasketa Mazaila. You cannot rule over us. We reject your dominion. We reject your rulership. We reject your manipulation. We reject your control. We belong to Jesus. We subscribe to the kingdom of God. And the power, by the power of that kingdom, we curse your reign. We curse your reign. We curse your dominion. We set our people at liberty in the name of Jesus. Makaya komba esobeleke ekapano kopokono. Akaya solaba, ayinda kanda, akambele kobalahi, eskombra makanda, igababa yatosa makaya. Oh, sakabayako. Sakabayaton de la tala babarakanda, esombra kata boko talimanda. Esayeka barakanta baborakate boborio. Isama. Zakomba la tekeza lata. Abraskanda babotokonda. Ebreseketala. Makayetosa batela. Igla brasanda baborio. Thank you, Father. Ekabala borokoskeze nahi gabalaku. Eziama kande boroske. Barike tendo kobria la babukonia. Esa babalakoskaba. In Jesus' mighty name. A wise man once said that they. Ammunitions that the devil uses against you is an indication of how much of a potential threat you have to his kingdom. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I set among you. My brother sent me a text message and he said he saw a swarm of locusts. A swarm of locusts. We'll take this final point before we do a little teaching, do some Bible study. He saw a swarm of locusts coming into Nigeria and he asked God, "What is this?" And the Lord said, "These are demons that have been released to eat up our economy." Now, many of you may not understand, but in the history of Nigeria, it was in this administration that Nigeria produced no electricity for 3 hours. The history of since we became a nation. That has never happened before. In the history of Nigeria, there is no other time that we have discovered the kind of wealth that we have in this nation. New discoveries have been made about the presence of gold in Kogi State. Gold. In the quantity, in the quantum. In the weight of that which was in South Africa and Ghana. Hallelujah. Discoveries of uranium in Gombe State. Such that if the mining of uranium should begin now, What we'll get from uranium is what we cannot hope to get from oil. Nigeria as a country is sitting on gas. And if you are into environmental science, you know that because of the ozone layer issues, we are moving to cleaner fuels, and gas is the cleanest fuel. In fact, the gas in Nigeria can take care of Africa and Europe till Jesus comes back. Nigeria is actually little oil, more of gas. Hallelujah. Now, so, we, by ordination, were not designed to be poor. I'm just trying to give us a highlight. We were, all of us, we included our children, and the ones yet unborn, God did not intend that we will languish in poverty. But our situation has been because of demonic influx. During the oil boom of the 70s, Obasanjo went and brought all the gods of Africa. It was after that festival that demons invaded our economy. And we went on a downward slide. But in our downward journey, the acceleration downward has never been the way it is now. Demons at work. In fact, I got an alert, a very terrible alert that they sent to us. Okay, state government workers, for how many months are you being owed now, state government? 5 months. The alert I got is that very soon it will be difficult for federal government staff to be paid. In fact, they say we should mobilize prayers. If not, this month's alert will not appear. That's how poor we are becoming. Never in the history of this land. The demons that were contacted, the demons of the desert, the demons of the Sahara, that were contacted in order to enthrone our current leader, they are demanding for the payment for their services. Can we fight? Can we pray? If we do, see, you are not with me. I know we have suffered small, eh? The one that is coming now, if we don't do something about it, it will be difficult to bear. It will be difficult for righteous, in fact, the righteous man may be tempted to turn his heart to evil. He says he saw a swarm of bees coming to eat up the economy of the nation. Hallelujah. And for this cause, that is one of the reasons why I stayed back, so that I can find a solution and share with you. You know, the Bible says, darkness shall cover the earth. It says, gross darkness the people. But the people that do know their God, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. There is always a strategy that God makes available for the people that do know their God. Now, so this prayer we are praying is to bring God's help. But we are trusting God for wisdom. Hallelujah. So that the people that know God can escape. Demons are interested in our prosperity as a nation. And they want to ensure that we remain in penury. The reason is because we have a great potential. It has been seen through horoscopy. They have seen it through the alignment of the stars, the potentials that we have to undo the works of darkness, to overturn the powers of controlling spirits that have been machinated by the Islamic forces. And they know that if we remain crippled, Africa will be crippled. Hallelujah. Now, if you land in Johannesburg Airport, the first thing you will see is a large mosque with a tower. That was not the case before. The large mosque with a tower. Because South Africans went to Saudi Arabia and they submitted to them. They said, come help us build our economy. They said, okay, we are going to inject. That's the same thing that happened to the United Kingdom. That's why their mayor is a Muslim. 64% of the money in the United Kingdom economy is Islamic. So the guys want to drink wine. Are you with me? Those white people.
They like enjoyment, but they have sold the destiny of their children. That's the same thing, that's the same path that South Africa has told. And that is the path that Buhari wants to take us to. That is why he brought them when he started. So that they will infuse their money into our system and then dictate what happens among us. But you see, we were born free. We were born. God ordained us to be wealthy. And that we will provide missionary and financial power to evangelize Africa and Europe. That is the purpose for the SU revival. Do you understand what's happening? So he went there and then consulted with them that they should bring their money to help our economy during the time of his reign. And he will give Nigeria under their control. But you see, he can work everywhere else. He won't work here. This one has K leg. He's fractured. One of the other demands was that, okay, Nigeria should contribute soldiers to the Islamic coalition. We have soldiers among us that are Christians. Okay. Say captain now. They say let captain go somewhere to fight in Syria. Why? Because of an Islamic reason. We are not a Muslim country. And all those things are beginning to take shape. All the laws that are going before the National Assembly, grazing bills, you know, increasing the stature of the Sharia, all of that is the temple, the demands that have been given to give legal premise to the caliphate, to the caliph of the Middle East. I want us to pray. Because God blessed us as a nation. We were just traveling the other day, and by the time we got to Boko, we saw the stretch of sedimentary rocks. The more you mine, the more it comes. God did not plan that we would be poor. But demons intend us to remain in poverty so that we cannot maximize our potential. Meanwhile, God spoke to me. Hallelujah. And he did not just speak to me. It was confirmed by up to five prophets in this land. Isaac Itodo. When I was telling Isaac Itodo, he thought I had read his note where he wrote, because it was the same words that I did. And from now to the next 5 years, God is going to be strategically bringing his choice people into prosperity. But you see, it looks like it is poverty now. That's why God had to speak it. So that you will see it with the eyes of faith and take strategic action. Because if you have not taken those actions and these 5 years elapse. Now, well, it's not prosperity. It's prayer I want to call. Let's leave that. But be aware. In the midst of this, don't be confused about this that is happening. Alright? Open your eyes and your ears for direction. God will give you wisdom to begin to implement in the time. He said, ask of the Lord rain in the time of what? The later rain, when it seems not obvious. That's when the foundation of prosperity is set. And Isaac sowed in the land. It was during the time of drought. There was no rain. Imagine somebody making ridges and planting when there's no rain. And Isaac sowed in the land. And in that same year, he reaped and hundredfold, not 60-fold. He reaped in drought and hundredfold. And the Philistines, they envied him. And from now to the next 5 years is a time for recovery. But you see, demons have been sent to truncate that process. Can we stop the swarm of locusts? I'd like us to stop it. The swarm of locusts. The swarm of locusts that have been sent to eat up our economy. Let the hand of God bring intervention. Bring intervention. The naira of today. The naira of today is 15 times weaker than the naira of 2 years ago. The locals are eating away. They are eating away. But you want to stop it. You want to stop it. In the name of Jesus. You want to stop it. In the name of Jesus.
Melo sanda babora kaya basika bahatam. Baila kande sobrekata babonja nahabata. Embra mahanto sele kandela ikapata. Monda la shika bara na santo. Breke santa babora kapete nahalabata. You want to stop the locusts. It is not the will of God for the locusts to prosper. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Call for the prosperity of the nation. Let it begin to speak. Contrary to the plan of the spirit of Ramadan, let God mysteriously begin to show a sign. Let us request that the Lord send us help. Send us help out of Zion. Send us help in the name of Jesus. Mando salabarakanse vahika bahate. Maya tose makabera nasika balakome. In Jesus' name, we pray. You may be seated. As you pull out your Bible. It's a season of prayer, so we need to know the effect, the capacity of the name of Jesus. We did not have time to do practical yesterday for us to use that name. We are going to do some practicals today, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Please do not be tired of praying. God is calling us to prayer. The kind of information we hear suggests that we should lay hold on the horns of the altar. And it happens to be that the territorial mantle, the mantle of the territory, that God has blessed this territory with, is intercessory. Our corporate destiny as a church in this locality can only be realized by that intercessory mantle. So when we engage it, we're engaging our territorial endowment. And that mantle is far-reaching as it cuts in the heavens and it sets the bound at liberty. Let us not be tired of praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, so when you take and use the name of Jesus lawfully, there is a Godward effect. God begins to prepare himself to be glorified. It's a Godward effect. That's what we saw yesterday. Hallelujah. We need to see the devilward effect and the manward effect. And all these things can happen simultaneously. Hallelujah. Can happen simultaneously. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth therein and find safety. Alright. Now come with me quickly. Let's go to the book of Mark. The reason for which we are doing this study is not to increase your knowledge. It's to bring you into the understanding of the practice, so that as you practice, you will know, you understand the import of your engagement. Hallelujah. Alright. So we saw the Godward effect yesterday. I'd like us to see the devilward effect. Mark chapter 16, verse 17, the devil word effect. Devil word effect of using the name of Jesus. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. That is done in his name. Devil word effect. Now, we did a teaching, and I said authoritative prayer actually is that prayer that is from heaven to earth. While ordinary prayer is from earth to heaven. The reason why authoritative prayer has the capacity to displace demons is because it is coming from a vintage position. It is coming from positional advantage. The position of our ascension with Christ. And our place, our domiciliary place with Christ Jesus is far above principalities and powers. That's the mechanism that is set up in the spirit realm that is responsible for you having the capacity to cast out devils. Anytime you see something happen in the natural, don't think that the reason for which it happens is natural. Are you with me? If you see something happening where in the natural, don't think that the reason why it is happening is what? Natural. When you see the law of gravity is natural. Are you still with me? The law of gravity is natural. But never you think that that law was set in motion by something that is natural. The mechanism, the principle that makes it possible for us to wield authority in the name of Jesus is captured in the fact that we are seated with Christ right now, far above principalities and powers. Where we are sitting is above, superior to principalities and powers. And when you use the name of Jesus from that height, you cast out lower things. Now, so the effectiveness, what puts the effect of your vantage position into practical expression is the name of Jesus that an ascended man uses. Meanwhile, it is needful for you to understand that if the devil had his way, hallelujah, he would have been able to conceal, he would have wanted to conceal the fact that it is possible to expel him. He doesn't like a physical demonstration that reveals his inferiority. No, he doesn't like that. Now, if he had his way, he would have hidden it so that nobody will know. There will be no practical proof to show that he is inferior. And so when demons are cast out, the superiority of the kingdom of God over the kingdom of the devil is put on public display. And even followers and messengers of the devil will begin to think twice about what they are holding. And so when we go for crusades, it's a time to show God's power. And when God comes down and people that people consider strong, Baba normally locates the person that is iconic in the village for darkness. And people are afraid of him because he's a terror by the devil. And then suddenly there's an exercise of power. And it is revealed that the power that he carries is inferior to what the evangelist brought. Hallelujah. That can be the reason for the salvation of the entire village. That there is something that is higher than this notorious man carries. But all that happened was the devil word effect of the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, that name will not work for everybody. The name will only work for people that are ascended. Because you enforce your ascended position by engaging that name. So a man that the name has not been given, such a man cannot use that name effectively.
It is only given unto us. Hallelujah. Another thing given to you is your position in the realm of the spirit. And that position gives you superiority. And the name gives you the capacity to execute your superiority over the devil. Are you still with me? Capacity to execute. Capacity to execute. So don't hesitate using that name. Because the result is sure. The devil will bow. Oh, those days, there's one lady. The lady said, the place that they did the charm. The lady said that the place that they did the charm that is responsible for her problem is the place where the most wicked spirits are found in the water. And that when anybody makes an attempt to deliver her, the demons come and attack the person. That is not in the Bible. Hallelujah. It's contrary to the scriptures. But I said, okay, it's good. Me, I like attack. We now prayed for her. She came, was here, she came. We were doing holding service. And then the Holy Ghost came down. And when the Holy Ghost came down, and my armor was downloaded, and I called her. So she stood here. So when she stood here now, and I said, look here. When she looked like this. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, that's an instruction. Don't do what I do. I said, look like this. Look here. So when he looked, the demons were agitated. And then when I began to pray for her, the manifestation was strange. Some of you will not remember again. One tall woman like that. You still remember that woman? Yeah. So one tall woman like that. And then the spirits now left. And then when the spirits, because she told me all the things that the spirits used to do, that it's her mother that initiated her and all of that. But the prayer we prayed here was for 15 minutes or so. And the spirits left. She came the next day. And she had never prayed like that before. The next day when she came, she was light. The load had gone. And she was wondering. Why? The way the spirits left, I would think that the story she told me is a lie. I said, no, I don't think it's a lie. There's no problem about that. It's not my name I use. It's the name of Jesus. And the expectation on the devil is agents. And the kingdom of darkness, when you use that name lawfully, is that you cast them out. You drive them out. Jesus taught us how to cast out devils. He never taught us how to call them back. Hallelujah. So when you go to the village and you anoint a shrine and the spirits leave, if they arrest you and say, oh yeah, bring the spirit back. He didn't give us that technology. You'll be insufficient to bring them back. But he told us how to do it. And so the lady became free. Well, like all of them normally say, that it's only sick people that come to the hospital. So she came here because she was sick. And her sickness was spiritual in nature. Now she has been healed. Like when you go to the hospital, they admit you. And then when you are healed, they discharge you. So she left. She didn't feel there was any need for her to stay. She's healed already. Remain in the hospital. That was her own fear. Lost something. She left. But she's still free today. That's the spirit that they say is a big spirit. And when somebody tries to pray, the spirit will don't be believing all those things. Believe the Bible. Meanwhile, I need to tell you something. If you are going to come into the deliverance ministry, you must be an accurate Christian. Because the devil will seek opportunities to try to frustrate you. Right? If he has the opportunity. I've had demons speak through people many times. It's not as if I allow them. It's not as if I like hearing people under demonic influence to speak. Alright? That's not what I do. It's wrong to allow demons to talk. But there were some times they spoke before I could shut them down. And what they normally say is the same. That if they catch me, if the day I create, I deviate and they catch me. It's always, they speak about a day. That means in current circumstances, they can do nothing. So we'll keep the circumstances as it is currently. So don't allow yourself to, if you are going into the deliverance ministry, you are going to be a target. But you see, the impact of the name of Jesus on the devil is the same. You have the capacity through that name to what? In fact, according to Jesus, this is one of the signs that proves that you are a Christian. If the name of Jesus is not effective in your mouth, according to Jesus, you are not a Christian. You see, the basis upon which Jesus said will identify Christians is supernatural. That means if we are not supernatural, we are fake. I know you don't like that, but that's the truth. If I make another statement now, you will not like it, but it's still the Bible. You must have the ability to do what? Now let's take the next scripture quickly. Take the next scripture. Because when we go out for evangelism, we want to hear stories. We want to hear reports. Reports of devils that were cast out. Sometimes the devils are not just in people. Sometimes the devils are tied to a location. Just like reports got to me today. Some of our people went somewhere to pray. Some of our people in the churches close to our lady, they went somewhere to pray. And as they prayed all that day, the heavens did not open. So they went to sleep. And when they slept, some of them that were prophetic had a dream. And the dream they had was that there was a covenant that was done in that place. They buried a man alive. Are you with me? And the reason for which they buried the man is so that when they are invaders, like Fulani invaders, they can invade everywhere, but they won't invade that region. So they buried the man alive. And it was because of the presence of that covenant, the presence of that sacrifice, that the prayer warriors could not penetrate. Darkness and death has cast a shadow. Do you understand it? So when they saw it in the revelation, they knew what they were attacking. So they began to attack the shadow of death in the name of Jesus. That's how we do spiritual warfare. Every dream is required. Every revelation. Every disclosure. It's easy for you to cast out a devil or take charge of a spiritual thing when you know exactly what is going on. And they began to attack that shadow of death. And they broke the yoke of that covenant that was in that place. Hallelujah. And they saw something like a beast. And the beast was moving. And it went. Among the elders that did that thing, only two are alive now. Ancient. So, somebody that was in a prayer meeting now went and told the elder that, in our prayer meeting, this is what we saw. The elder shook. Because it was top security secret. It was top security secret. And he was wondering how mere mortals could stumble on this thing that was done in secret. Hallelujah. But that barricade was dislodged. Who told you that death can keep a people from death? It's something that is living that should keep us from death. Not something that has died. Something that has died will bring death. Only something that overcomes death, that can never die, that will deliver somebody from death. Jesus went into the grave, he came out alive. So, he's the resurrection and the life. He's the one that can deliver from death, because he has more authority than death. Don't need to bury anybody for protection's sake. Hallelujah. So they dislodged it. They dislodged the shadow of death. And the place opened. And when the place opened, people started getting saved. There are some warfare that we need to do. The demons are actually tied to a location because of some agreements. Now, so it's not enough to cast out demons in people. There are also demons in location. And the Bible said that in the name of Jesus, we will cast out devils. It did not even tell us whether demons in people or demons in what? In location. Cast out devils. Now let me ask my questions again. How many of you find it difficult to penetrate in prayer when you are at home? Difficult. Sometimes you break through, and then after breaking through, you can't sustain the victory. You are overwhelmed again. It happens to you. Happens to you. Happens to you. Happens to you. You open the place for a time, and then suddenly the thing closes, and then you are weak in your prayer. You know what? There are demons in the location. You have not conquered the location. If you have not conquered the location, the demons will never allow you to have a field day. Hallelujah. There are demons in the location. You know, when we packed to my house now, initially, there were demons in the location. In fact, there were three witches that I knew were there. But I did not come. My mission is not to kill witches. I am of the opinion that they can give their life to Christ. So I will not go and attack them. It's only when they commit trespass, they come into my jurisdiction, it becomes impossible for them to survive. And it's not my making. They decided to trespass. They committed trespass. And that is why it is so. So the first one committed trespass. I was inside my room around 9:10 o'clock. And I knew that trespass has been committed. So when I came out, it was in the form of an O. I said, I kill you. Then I went back. And the next morning, the O had died. I went, I took it. Where is UK? You were here. He visited me that morning. So we now took sample. We took sample. So one went down. Then the other one said, it seems they were close. Another one. He did the same thing. That one I didn't even know. But in the morning, he had died. So the third one has left. He's still alive. The third one is still alive. But he has not committed trespass. There are demons in the location. So we have to combat with the spirits of the location. We combat it. When we combated them, when you start combating it without revelation, you are hitting it random. Then when you go to sleep, God will now show you what you are fighting. You say, my son, I saw you were fighting. You didn't quite win, but this is what you were fighting. Then you now wake up again. Oh, this is what I was fighting. You now go armed with revelation. You call the team. And you come against it in the name of peace. And then the atmosphere opens. When the atmosphere opens, you can come home tired and you sleep. And when you sleep and wake up, you wake up with a song. So your spirit was active while you were sleeping. You know why? Your spirit was not suppressed. If your spirit is suppressed, you wake up dry. Oh, you guys are not students of your spiritual life. Oh my. You are dry. In my own opinion, this is my experience. You know why I like night vigil? If I do night vigil and I'm weak and I sleep, when I sleep, that's when I see. I'm stronger when I'm weak in my flesh than when I'm strong. The secrets I cannot see through visions while I'm awake, I will see details. When my flesh becomes weak, but my spirit becomes strong, it is working while you are sleeping. So you should wake up refreshed if your prayer life is in sync. But when you wake up drained, you were choked. The environment is polluted. And Jesus said, in my name, you will cast out devil. Now, I want, because of the widespread nature of this problem, we need to talk about environmental sanitation. You need to sanitize the environment. Now, when our brethren from Spain came, I wanted to show them an example of one of our churches that is close to the town. So I drove to Titus place, I took them. That was the first time they saw a hut. And they insisted that they wanted to enter a hut. It was quite some time. Hallelujah. They saw a hut. They said, what was it? I said, this is a house. Our ancestors, this was how they lived. Meanwhile, And those women and those children in the village, they have never seen a white person before. It was, you need that, there was life there. But you see, when we got there, Titus has something like a megaphone. I don't know what to call it. Is it a megaphone or a speaker? And as long as there's Nepa light, he's giving praise and worship. So when we entered there, the place felt holy. The environment. And I was not the one that said it. The Spaniards say, God, this place, we sense holiness. I said, the man here is a holy man. What Titus did deliberately was to sanitize the environment. That means a lot of prayer has gone up there. Alright? Has opened the environment. Then he now brought that his praise and worship. He placed there as long as there's light. The environment has been subdued. It is easy for you to enter into the spiritual because of that labor. And when people sleep around that place, they will not be oppressed. Your spirit does not sleep, for God's sake. The activity... Ask my wife, whenever sometimes I'm sleeping, and as I'm sleeping, the sleep is deep, but I'm saying, Jesus. And I didn't believe that those kind of things were happening. I said, Jesus. And I'm sleeping. The spirit is... that's why the next... Before you marry, ask God, because... To marry some people is a burden. It's a problem. Hallelujah. Right there on the bed. Jesus. And I didn't know all those things were happening. The spirit is working. It's when the environment is polluted that you are choked and you wake up drained. And so, hallelujah. When you get into a new place, you pack into a new house, there are some prayer rudiments. Rudimentary prayer you need to carry out. The first thing you need to ask God is, show me this place from the realm of the spirit.